It is Monday, the 8th of April, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. In a significant corporate move, Helena Marston has stepped into the role of Chief Operating Officer at OneCom, the Hampshire firm specializing in business communications technology and cloud services. Marston brings a wealth of expertise to the position, having honed her skills at major companies including Vodafone Group, Jaguar Land Rover, and Virgin Media Liberty Global. Her appointment is poised to bolster OneCom's strategic direction, as she adds her insight from past roles in sectors spanning technology and energy, previously seen at Kuwait Energy and reported by investment group LDC. Marston's leadership is expected to drive OneCom forward in the ever-evolving communications industry. Oxford's Essentra are pushing the boundaries of sustainability as they explore replacements for single-use plastics in their protective caps and plugs lineup. This initiative comes on the heels of their previous year's acquisition of the Italian firm BMP Tappi. The FTSE 250 listed company, known for manufacturing and distributing vital components, is gearing up to expand production with an impressive 115 injection molding machines at their disposal. Essentra's strategic move signals an industry shift towards more eco-friendly practices as the company seeks to reduce its environmental footprint. In an ambitious move to bolster the UK's deep tech ecosystem, Bristol's Empirical Ventures sets its sights on creating a £10 million fund targeted at the nation's most innovative early-stage deep science startups. Founded by scientist-turned-entrepreneurs Dr. Benjamin Miles and Dr. Jonathan Matlock, the firm steps into a crucial role, conducting thorough due diligence to mitigate risks associated with early-stage investments. This strategic initiative by Empirical Ventures reflects a growing emphasis on supporting the foundational technologies that could shape the future of industry and society. That's it for today. For more, visit thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. I am Grant, and we are back tomorrow. Have a super start to your week. Goodbye.